we're trying to get organised within Donegal to help people that are facing repossessions in the courts. We have a few people coming up from down the country that have established these groups throughout the country. On Sunday night, they're having a meeting for people that are facing repossession to bring the paperwork to get organised for court on Monday morning. Obviously, you can't put in a defence if you're not at court. Our argument is, come to court. We will be there to help. We will be there on Monday morning to help. Unfortunately, it's a very hard thing for people, and they do bury their heads in the sand and hope it's going to go away. The banks aren't going to go away. What we try to do is get people back talking to the banks. Huge problem is the banks tend to now go for repossession, and people are finding it hugely hard to discuss with the banks because they are not engaging with people. Our argument is that we get people to court. What we need people to do is to turn up to court. You ask the registrar, you know, for an adjournment in order to get an affidavit put together. We will help people to get an affidavit put together.
So if people turn up at court, even if they haven't engaged throughout the process, they can then say, we want an adjournment.
Yes. On the first hearing, yes, they can. They can ask the registrar for an adjournment in order to get their paperwork together. It's a huge thing for people. It's an awful lot of legal speak, financial speak, you know, and people don't understand all of
it. Well, the other thing is that people think if I go to court, it might be in the papers or people will see me and they'll know. And a lot of people are living in, you know, this kind of private world of debt at the moment where they just don't want to tell anybody about it.
There is this huge embarrassment factor there, you know. These are ordinary people and they are facing losing their homes. They're facing being evicted and put to the street. Eviction is not a nice thing. We have seen evictions go on down the country and they are not nice when bailiffs turn up and everything that goes with that there. It's not pleasant. I'm saying, please don't let us get to that stage where we're having evictions in Donegal. Please come to us now where we can help you legally and go through that process.
The banks are moving now on people. There are more cases before the courts.
I think 31 has been repossessed in Letterkenny already. There's 159 cases up on Monday. We are asking those people, turn up on Sunday night with your paperwork. If you can't make Sunday, still turn up to
when
court
when you say
on
your
Monday.
Paperwork, do you mean all the letters you've had from the bank? All the
Yeah, any correspondence you've had with the bank, anything you have that can help your case.
Well, the letters from the bank mightn't help your case as much that you'll need them, but it's... What if people have binned them because they were so fried, ripped them up, threw them away, scared, blah, blah, blah. What do you do then?
It's a huge problem. Ideally, it's easier if people have their paperwork there, but there is ways to get paperwork. Usually banks will have, those correspondence as well on record. The biggest thing is to get a person into court. After that, we will deal with it. And I'm very, very aware that I'm talking on radio and I don't deal with the legal side of stuff. No. Generally speaking, I talk to people that ring me and are in a bad way and I put them on to the legal people.
Let's get an idea of this world, Karina, that you're dealing with then, where people are ringing you.
Yeah.
So the phone call, just give us the scenario, typical scenario.
I can get a phone call, say, at 11 o'clock at night. Somebody is in dire straits. They are losing their home. They're going through marriage difficulties as well. It's putting a huge stress on it. There's usually young children involved, unfortunately. We're talking about just ordinary people, and they are at their wit's end. I have people on the phone and say, do I just hand the keys back? I'm begging my people, please don't hand the keys back because there's nowhere to go. There's a huge housing crisis. There's a huge shortage of housing. Where do you go?
You might get a voucher from the car. This is what I was listening to yesterday. You can help me explain and understand this better. You might get a voucher from the council for accommodation.
In a B&B or a hotel.
Yeah,
or
but some of the guest houses... A man called us yesterday to say some of the guest houses, some of the B&Bs don't want these vouchers.
No, they don't. And like that, if you get into one of these B&Bs or hotels, if there's an event coming up, they want those rooms for actual paying customers. It's a very, very hard way to live. Now, I spoke to you before, like, I've had a man who was sleeping in his work van. And this is in Donegal. He had nowhere to go. You know, and I think what I want to get through to people is, please turn up at court. We're also having a meeting on Monday evening, not just for people that are facing repossession, but anybody that would be sympathetic and would like to help out here. They do not have to have any legal background or anything like that there. It's just to get something on the ground, because there's only a few of us here in Donegal at the minute, and Donegal's such a huge county, it's hard for us to be at the court.
And who are you? You're not a political movement?
It's the Anti-Eviction Task Force, what they're called. No, we are not. We are non-political.
Right.
It started from people who are facing repossession themselves, and it's a grassroots movement, and it's moved on from there, you know.
And do you actually go to houses where there are evictions and try and stop them?
We do, yeah. Down the country, that has happened, yes.
It hasn't happened here?
It hasn't happened in Donegal yet. And that is a very big yet, because it will happen. Donegal, in fairness, is slightly behind the rest of the country in that the repossessions haven't been happening. But this year already we've had 31, which is the highest number of repossessions ever in Donegal. I imagine those people probably have been evicted. We haven't had any contact from any of those people. But it will happen.
Is it, though, Karina, sometimes the fault of the person for not engaging with the finance? Because this didn't just happen. I mean, they didn't just get to court because they didn't answer a letter last week. I mean, There's two sides to that.
There is two sides. There is some people that do not engage with the banks and they do bury their heads. There is also people that are trying desperately to engage with their banks and their banks aren't doing it. And that's a huge problem. That is the people that we want that have tried desperately to engage with their banks, and the banks are just moving to repossess. They're not engaging with them. They're not doing anything that's realistic. You know, our argument is, a lot of people are in trouble at the minute. Get into negotiations with your bank. In 5 years' time, you're probably going to be in a better position. You may have lost your job during the recession. In 5 years' time, you're likely probably going to be back in a good job. You will be in a better position then. We need people to engage with the banks. We also need the banks to engage with people. And it's a huge problem.
Well, it depends on the banks. Some have been better than others, obviously.
Yes. Yeah, there is some better than others. But we need them all on board. And there is huge difficulties on getting them on board. But what we find is...
Why does that person have to physically be there at the court if they're called? Can they have representation, or must they be there personally?
Personally, I think they should be there.
It goes down better with the judge if you show respect for the court by being there.
Well, the problem is that an awful lot of people can't afford a solicitor, therefore they don't actually have anybody representing them. They're not there and they don't have anybody representing them. So eventually the judge will repossess when people aren't there. If you're there, you can put up an argument. You cannot put up an argument if you're not there. It goes back to a very, very basic thing, that go into court, ask for an adjournment to get your paperwork together.
Okay, so how many people are before the courts on Monday?
120. Is it 126 or 100? 126.
Well, they won't all be dealt with.
No. Usually what will happen on first hearing, even if people aren't there, the registrar will adjourn those cases. Now, if you're up for your second or third time, I beg you, please be there, because eventually it will come, they will start repossession.